Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and our engines are definitely running this morning.
Yeah, but our tires are flat.
And, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
And joining us is Mr. Chris Hall.
Dave Hall.
Jeez.
How could you mess that up?
Yes, another Dave. I'm telling you, me and names are like, you know, my kryptonite or something.
And Ramona Cox.
I got that,
that one right.
That
one we got right.
Yeah. Yes. You've always known Sky Chicks.
That's right. You know, well, never mind. Won't even go there.
For a ton of years, too. I mean, you know, practically EAA radio opened, there she was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you guys are from Moto Art.
Correct. Moto Art and Plane Tags, two different companies that.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The same umbrella. Yeah.
Okay. So you turn literally trash into treasure.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We started 21 years ago. And, you know, one day a scrap aluminum guy was coming by our yard and had an old beat up propeller. And we rescued it and made a sculpture, and that's really how the whole thing started. And
meanwhile, your wife said, "What did you bring that thing home for?"
Yeah, you had to go with propeller because there's a piece of art in your booth right now that I would kill for.
Which one's that?
The Connie blade.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to kill; just give him some money.
Well, there's a good story about that Constellation blade.
Okay.
When we first started Moto Art, that was like the holy grail, trying to get a Lockheed Constellation. And we were buying them from a guy in North Hollywood who had them. And one day he just kind of cut us off. And so much for the Constellation propeller sculpture. So fast forward to just 2 months ago, and I get a call from the gentleman's now 83 years old. He said, "Hey, you still in business? Do you still want those Connie blades?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And so I drove up to North Hollywood, and here he had a shipping container. Opened up the shipping container, and he, no kidding, had 250 Lockheed Constellation propellers in there.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was an all-or-nothing deal. And so, you know, crazy me, went ahead and did the deal. And so before I came to Oshkosh, we quickly made a new Lockheed Constellation propeller sculpture, and that is the show special.
Wow.
Because we have 250 of them now. So.
Yes. We can't give them away. Come on, buy one, get one.
Yeah, here it is. Dave Hall's used propeller.
Well, are any of them airworthy? I mean, you could still sell spares market?
Well, you know, there's no real Lockheed Constellations flying. So,
no.
So we...
and that propeller is...
Okay, whoa, hold on a second here. There are a couple of them.
Yeah,
are
they 250 spares, you know, is a lot.
Well, the one that I know of specifically, there's Breitling, they're flying a Constellation. There's also one down in Australia.
Gotcha.
That they're flying. Yeah.
Well, I have propellers for them. We actually are donating one to Yanks Air Museum in Chino,
mm-hmm.
A full hub assembly for their static.
Nice.
But yeah, we're open. I mean, they are serviceable. So.
New company, Propellers Are Us.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what a great piece of work that would be to have a Connie blade hanging in my trailer.
Yeah. Nice. It's bigger than your trailer.
Weighs more too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want it hanging.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Here's another idea. Yeah. Ceiling fan.
Oh, gosh.
We've done that. We actually made a Lockheed Constellation ceiling fan back in the day.
For what? The warehouse?
No, just a gentleman, self-made gentleman who wanted a big, beautiful ceiling fan. So we did it out of a Lockheed Constellation. This was like 18 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
But when we sold it, we're like, "Hey, look, we are not engineering this and we are not installing it. You know, we'll give you everything you need. But we're not putting our name on that.
Yeah, and we're not cleaning it either.
Yeah.
We're not. The key is to come to the booth and ask the show special. Because
it is the
best price on anything out there.
On anything Lockheed Constellation propeller blade you'll find anywhere.
I mean, no, I'm serious. Yeah. Come and ask the show special because it's unbelievable.
It is stunning. We got about 70 hours of work in it, and it's just magnificent.
I saw it. It is magnificent.
No, magnificent doesn't even start to describe it.
And it slices gorgeous. Dices. Right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about plane tags.
Right. Well,
many years ago, she came in here and she gave me this little hunk of metal and it says Gimli Glider and I absolutely love it.
Oh, good.
It's on my pickup truck keys.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So, you know, Moto Art, you know, we've been doing it for 21 years and I always say, you know, it's very expensive because there's so much time that goes into it and we never had anything for, you know, the average Joe to be able to own a piece of aviation history. So, one day I was working with a damaged air scoop off of P-51 Mustang and I realized I couldn't get rid of it because it's a P-51 Mustang. And that's where the idea came up with for the plane tag. And so I made myself a couple prototypes and I put it on my keys, and that sat in my pocket for years until I finally acted on it. And one year for Christmas, for a Black Friday, I came out with 5 different aircraft, and it just kind of exploded on us. And now, 6 years later, we have documented over 140 different aircraft. We've made over 500,000 plane tags.
Wow.
And a lot of museums are getting behind us. We just got picked up by the Smithsonian National Museum.
Nice.
Pima.
Yeah, that's
Air
pretty
Space,
good.
Museum of Flight. So they're all starting to recognize what we're doing because it's educational. They're all like baseball card type size, and it has a piece, an oval piece of the aircraft. It tells you all about the history of the aircraft. At our booth, we have over 86 different aircraft that we're exhibiting for the show.
And people love to touch history.
Yes, it's getting the palm of your hand.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a piece of history.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I've heard that you've been eyeing up a space shuttle.
Now, you know what we do have is we have the mobile launch platform from NASA.
No kidding.
Yes, they sent us from Cape Canaveral the tail service mast off the MLP-2. So now that's in Mojave, California, and we actually cut it up, and that is one of the tags that we have.
I want to work with him because I want to cut stuff up.
This is not work. This is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 suggestions for you. One of them's going to be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Plane tag from the #2 XB-70 Valkyrie that was lost in 1966.
Yes.
Try to find a piece of skin from that. I dare you.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's you know,
it's tough.
Yeah. And people died from
yes.
that.
Right.
So we try to stay away from any kind of deaths.
Okay.
And you know, that's
any bad juju.
Okay.
Any bad juju, exactly. So
here's impossible request #2.
Yeah.
And I know this one's doable. Of course, the Lockheed Constellation.
Yes. We do have some material off the Lockheed Connie. I do have my eye on a bigger prize. I found a cockpit somewhere. I don't want to get into it too much. And we're trying to negotiate a deal. So I'm kind of holding out until we get the right aircraft. To me, it's all about the story about each of the aircraft that we represent.
Okay. I know one that would be great, but I don't think they'd part with it.
Well, you know, the engineering station on the Constellation, what a piece of furniture that would make, especially if you could get all the lights and the gauges working.
Oh, we could make that happen.
Oh,
that's not
yeah,
a big
there's
deal.
Levers, right. Switches.
Yeah, do you do that? Do you make any of them somewhat functional for display purposes?
You know, I kind of pick what we specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling Eddie the other day, we found that C-97 unfortunately they're going to be tearing down in California, and we were called in to go ahead and rescue what we want off of it. And I was showing you the cockpit photos of it, and we were trying to find a home for the engine and the propellers, but the problem is it's a time situation. And
time and money,
that's right. But you know, it's, you know, I'm kind of honored to be in the position we are, that we're called in, hey, we're going to have to scrap this C-97 or whatever it is, to be able to get in there and preserve what we can to kind of keep a memory of the aircraft. Because when it's gone, it's gone.
Right, you know? Right.
The 2 latest pieces that we have, tell them about the
Japanese Zero?
And the Top Gun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
So we're completely honored. A company called Legend Flyers up in Seattle has been restoring the Japanese Zero for the last 7 years. It was recovered by a gentleman named John Sterling back in the 90s out of the Marshall Islands. And we were contacted that they had all the extra skins during the restoration. So we went up there, and they actually basically donated a couple boxes of skins for us. So at the show here, we actually are debuting the new Japanese Zero plane tag, which is such a incredible
piece of history.
Yeah. First day, we sold over about 1,000 tags, so just in the debut. So
I was going
to
say,
to give you a sense of,
and at that point, you're going, boy, I should have made more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every 2 weeks we're making releases. So again, we've done quite a few different aircraft, and we have basically about 60 different aircraft in the queue. Also, I think it's very important, everyone knows, you know, we're not destroying aircraft. Usually we're the last guys in, or people are actually restoring aircraft. And when they're restoring aircraft, they're replacing panels due to corrosion and what have you. And that's the material that we're getting and working
right,
with.
Right, they're non-serviceable.
Ooh, yes.
I just had a thought.
That's amazing.
Isn't it, though? Recently, Basler was involved with the restoration of That's All Brother, C-47. Mm. If you could nail some of the old skin that they replaced off of that.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Absolutely. You know, and look, we want it to be a win-win-win. Win
right.
for the people restoring the aircraft, win for us, and of course, win for the customers, because they're all collecting these now and you know, in keeping history alive.
So you've got people with what? They own 100 plane tags, 200? They got like comic book?
Hundreds.
You
know?
Really?
We actually, my goodness.
We have our second annual Plane Tag Festival in Los Angeles on August 13th. Last year, we had over 100 people. We're expecting hopefully 150 to 200 this year. People bring their collections, and they trade them and barter. And, you know, they all do a bunch of fun things.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah. F-14. And also, we were given, after Paramount Studios used the F-14 for filming with Maverick, we were given an F-14A to dismantle, and they kind of wanted to make it disappear. So we got it, and we actually created a F-14 plane tag at the for the debut of the movie.
Well, very good. Real quick, where can we see these? Where can we purchase these?
We are in Hangar B 2021.
2020. Walk in the front door of Hangar B, make a right turn, and when you get to the end,
look
you'll
for
see
the big
right
shiny
there.
Ginsu knife.
Look for the big Constellation propeller.
Yes,
yeah, and
yes.
We have a beautiful steerman desk, an example. We have an entire line of furniture, corporate furniture, executive desk, coffee tables, stuff for your hangar, stuff for your house.
So. All right, well, make sure you guys stop
Definitely.
In and see them. Tell them Dave sent you.
Yep,
oh, wait, Dave runs the place.
We've been talking to Dave Hall, Ramona Cox from Moto Art
and
Plane Tags.
Yep.
I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave.
And this is EAA Radio.